Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Glad to be here, John.
And we are speaking with the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead, Judy Bosworth, who is, as I said in the beginning, but I'm in a better place right now, quite extraordinary and wonderful, to say the least. And she gave out two informational points just before we went to break. One is from the governor's office, which is CDC.
That's federal government.
Oh, the federal government. You know what, Judy, you give them out.
I'm sorry.
No. That's better to correct me.
Center for Disease Control.
Yeah. So there are two sites that you can visit to get the most up-to-date information. One is the federal government site, and that's cdc.gov. And as Otto said, the Center for Disease Control. So it's cdc.gov. And the other is through New York State, where you can actually call somebody and speak to a medical expert about any question that you might have about the coronavirus. So the coronavirus hotline for New York State, where you'll speak to an actual medical expert, is
4.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. 1-888-364-3065.
Okay.
So I'll say it fast. 1-888-364-3065.
If you don't have a pen, you're not listening. You can't write it down. Call 311, and they will have that number and also the CDC number or website rather to pass it on to you.
So
we'll help you in one way or the other.
Absolutely. And 311, the points that I'm talking about in terms of safety tips.
Okay.
311 has that information.
Oh, really? Out of it. Okay.
It's on our website. We put it up there. We are updating our website every day. We have been sending communications to our residents pretty regularly now. I did a robocall, not yesterday, but the day before. We are sending anybody who gets an e-newsletter will get a copy of these safety points.
Okay.
We're distributing these flyers all over town facilities. We're putting it out on social media. 311 has the information. Website has the information. The information is also has been sent to civic associations, our village mayors, all the commissioner-operated districts, religious groups, the senior groups, the presidents of the Chamber of Commerce, so that we're trying to make sure that we're getting this out to as many people as possible.
Just one quick thought,
sure.
That e-newsletter, if you don't get it, I get it, you can subscribe to it, if you will, by going to the town's website. There's a section there, I believe, which is how I got on it,
okay,
where you can say, put me on the newsletter list. And it's not like an advertising newsletter. It's a newsletter with information that's worthwhile. And people who are listening who are not getting the newsletter could get it by going to the town website. And
they could do that, or they could call
311. Just call 311.
And say they'd like to be added to the list. I actually got, I always say I read every email that I get.
Right.
But I got an email from a couple who live in Garden City Park who said that they're hearing from their friends that they got a robocall, that they are getting, emails about this, and they haven't received anything. So I immediately forwarded
information to them.
And making sure that they're placed on the email list.
Okay.
So if anybody is not getting the information, let us know.
Right.
You also got an email from a friend of mine, Peter Keeler, about equipment in Tully in the gym, which you responded to instantly, and he's been bragging about that to everybody.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, you know, I kind of crunched when he saw it. Oh, where are you going?
So here's the thing. I was with the Call Place Seniors this past Tuesday,
okay.
And a gentleman approached me and said, you know, I sent you an email 2 months ago, and he told me what it was about, and you never responded. And I said, I didn't get it. And he said, yes, I sent it. And I said, I really read every email, and I respond to every email. I said, I would venture to say that you don't have my correct email address. No, no. I was insistent. And I said, let me see the email address that you have. And so my email address is bosworthj@northhempsteadny.gov. He didn't have the NY.
Ah, so it went into the happy hunting ground somewhere.
It went into something, and he sent me the email like later that day, and you know we've already responded and I think addressed you know
that's
the issue
that
he had. That's
not easy to do, by the way, because you can drown an email nowadays.
I do emails like every second that I am not
because you have
doing
I'm
something
sure
else.
A percentage that is just junk.
Back in my yesteryear, I actually ran a class on email management.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's an art.
Yeah, it is. You have to set up files, and you have to take, you know, well, anyhow, it's a whole, to me, there's a whole system you can use, you know, where you put some emails that you might keep and blah, 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 but it's a whole, I could talk about that for a long time.
I may take that class. But, you know, one thing that has happened is as a result of the coronavirus case that was identified, and the person is at NYU Winthrop Hospital. So Winthrop Hospital has canceled all community outreach programs through Project Independence for the next 60 days.
60 days?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And so we, taking their lead, North Hempstead has canceled all town-run senior programs and social events for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So for those of you who were planning on coming to Spring Fling on March 20th, that is going to be rescheduled. And we're also going to be rescheduling the March 27th one. So Christina may not have known that.
It's hot off the press.
But that's so my, because if we're rescheduling one, we're going to reschedule both.
Right, that makes sense.
And we'll do that as soon as we get a better sense
and
of what's happening.
Side, yeah. This 2 week, maybe a 4 week.
Could be.
I mean, like, you have to, this is, wait, you know.
It's an unknown.
Right, an unknown.
So, you know, we're not making any pronouncements and we don't want to overreact, but we do want to do, you know, using, you know, an overabundance of caution to do what we can do to make sure that we're looking out for our most precious citizens, and that's our seniors.
Well, supposed to be the most vulnerable are seniors, and those in particular that have some kind of problem to begin with, which there are people who are seniors who do have problems to begin with because it goes with the territory.
Well, for seniors, they want to make a plan, organize a transportation or something. So if that particular event is off, they may go visit a family member or something. And you know, to do it the day before is hard.
Well, the other part of that is that there are seniors such as myself probably who have been sort of trained to, you're going to do what you're going to do no matter what, all right?
Okay.
Could be a snowstorm, a blizzard. I used to have to take my mother to get her hair done when there was a blizzard.
Okay.
You know? I mean, if she had an appointment to get her hair done.
We all have priorities.
We were going in that snowstorm. Yeah.
You know, people like to do what they're used to doing,
yeah.
And so we just have to make sure that whatever we're doing, we're doing it in a thoughtful way.
Right.
We're doing it in a way that we're planning. We want to make sure that we give people as much notice as possible. You know, Winthrop wasn't worried about giving us notice. They just canceled everything for 60 days, and they were reacting to their most, you know, recent case.
Just to go a little further on a town thing, then, I don't know, like Christina probably would know, but like if there are technology for the Terrified events going on.
Yeah, the 2 weeks until right now.
Anything like that.
Any PI program.
You know, the blankets, the love for blankets, whatever. Any.
So you can now name every PI program, and the answer is going to be the same for each one of them.
Right.
They're all canceled for the next 2 weeks.
If there's more than one person involved, it's canceled, basically.
Yeah.
It's canceled.
Yeah,
it's canceled.
Right. Okay.
You know, and it will give us the opportunity to just assess where we are and what we need to do to make sure that, that we're doing things in a way that will keep everybody healthy and safe, which is always the priority.
Well, I think that one of the problems is, first of all, they said they don't have enough test kits to figure out if you have it in the first place. But then the next part of it is, I don't think you can force a vaccine or some kind of medication to be ready in 2 weeks. It doesn't work like that. It has to be tested, because you may be giving somebody something that's worse than what the thing is they're trying to fight.
I mean, clearly everyone is working hard to create a vaccine and to create treatment for the virus. You know, right now they're talking about a vaccine, I think, for next year.
Right.
So, which is good to know that they're working on it. So we have to do what we can right here and now to protect ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, out of a negative, there's also economic motivation for some company to come along with a vaccine.
And I'd say Purell stock is probably doing really, really well right now. Probably. I'm not advising anyone to get anything. Just an
adversity. Some adversity is good for some people.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. It's always the case.
Yeah, absolutely.
But those things are good. I mean, you know, and people should be using them anyway. Even prior to this, you'd be surprised. There's places where you are that you don't have access. You have those, and I keep them. Mine are the alcohols. Well, it's the same concept.
If you rub something down, as long as it's got, I think, 60% alcohol.
Mine is 100% alcohol. Oh. They're alcohol swabs.
And we know you're not drinking them.
Yeah, no, I'm not drinking them.
Squeeze.
Right.
Yeah, so you rub them over something, and it's fine. At the end of the day. So I'm agreeing with that 100%. You do it, you cover up, because you don't know.
So the things that they do know are that staying home when you're sick and not shaking hands and not hugging and avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. And, you know, all those things help protect you. So we can't talk about what if and it could be and it should be. These are things that we know we can do that will help protect us.
Right. I agree. We're going to go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And we're going to be back with the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead.